is there a way I can test before I bang out 80,000 words and find out somebody doesn't like it?
Right.
And the answer to that is yes. And you can use the story grid to do this. And it's all in the chapter about math, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And what you do is that, you know, there are three sections of every story. There's a beginning hook, there's a middle build, and there's an ending payoff. Now, each one of these sections has a certain, you know, you spend a certain amount of time in each one of them. But the bottom line is each one of those sections has to have five things in them. They have to have an inciting incident, a progressive complication, a crisis, a climax, and a resolution. So what I would do is I would write down 15 little scenes, setups, right? You would want to write your inciting incident of your beginning hook. This would be the inciting incident of your global story. For example, you know, if F. Scott Fitzgerald is sitting down, he's going to story grid, you know, The Great Gatsby before he writes it. He's going to write down on his first, the first sentence is, Nick Carraway moves next to Jay Gatsby. That would be the inciting incident of the global story. And then, remember I was talking about how the inciting incident and the ending payoff always sort of bookend each other? What's the ending of the Great Gatsby? The ending of The Great Gatsby is Gatsby's dead. Right?
Yeah.
And the only person who goes to his funeral is this guy who had just moved in 2 months ago. Now, that's a great bookend, right?
Right.
This guy shows up. He's a pisher, right? He's just some guy from the Midwest. He's got no connections. He has some distant cousin who's kind of a bitch. He lives next to this rich guy, right? And the initial reaction of the reader is, oh, I feel sorry for that Nick Carraway. You know, he's a real striver. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. And at the end of the novel, you feel terrible for Jay Gatsby.
Yeah.
The only guy who shows up to his funeral is the guy who just rented the cottage next door. Talk about a bookend. And that you know what that is? That is just incredible writing. That's what it is. And so if you look at your story that way and you say to yourself, you know, even forget about the middle build for a second, just beginning hook, ending payoff. And if you can go out, and then this is what you do, Tim. Then you call up three friends, right? And you set up individual coffee drinks with each one of those friends. And you say, I'm going to pay and I'm going to buy anything that you want at the coffee shop. But you have to listen to me for 15 minutes. And then you take them out to coffee and you've got your list of 15 scenes. Or say it's, even break it down to 5 or 10 or whatever. Just get your beginning hook and your ending payoff down so that it turns, right? That there's a real sort of turn. What you expect at the beginning isn't what happens but at the end, but it makes sense. It's inevitable that it happens. It's surprising and inevitable. So at the end of The Great Gatsby, it's really surprising that Gatsby's dead. But when you look back at it, you're like, you know, it was inevitable. This is a guy who's living a fantasy world, who was placing all of his hopes and dreams in some, you know, really stupid, nasty, rich lady who would never, ever live up to what he wanted in the first place. In fact, it's probably a good thing that he got killed. Because what if he had gotten Daisy? That would have driven the guy crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's an inevitable but surprising conclusion. So back to what to do. So, you know, write this stuff out and then go out with a friend and sit there and tell them a story and see if they start rolling their eyes or if they start fidgeting in their chair. You're going to know. It's like the joke thing. You know, when you tell a joke, people are either going to laugh or they're not, or they're going to be, you know, ah, yeah, that's funny. And it's the same thing when you tell them a story. Like if you say to them, oh, you're not going to believe what happened to Chip the other day. They're going to be interested, right? And then if you're a terrible storyteller, you're going to lose them very quickly. But if you've got a good story to tell, they're going to listen to the end. And in fact, they're going to go, oh my gosh, you're kidding me. Wow.